seriously, in alternative media here. And as you know, there was a major terrorist attack in Russia, in Moscow. And the news is saying that, of course, it's ISIS. That's what the US government is saying. That's what all these governments are conveniently saying. But there's way more to the story than that. We are going to show some video today. Some of it's disturbing. We're going to go into some evidence that, of course, ISIS is backed by the CIA and Mossad. Who's really involved in this attack on the Crocus City Hall, which is a concert venue in Moscow, and why this is happening right now of all times. Of course, there is that imminent feeling that we're moving towards World War III. And of course, they need the right crisis. As I said in our prediction video, first day of January this year, I said we will see false flag terror attacks in places like Europe and of course in places like Russia and elsewhere in 2024. We're going to see them get more and more common, and it's going to lead to a bigger crisis. So we are going to go into this issue and dig deep today. But before we do, I urge people to go and check those links below. It's never been more important in the face of this insane escalation of war worldwide that people go and get storable foods. We have heavensharvest.com for long-term storable food that's non-GMO. We have organic kits. We have, of course, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, books on how to get started. Use code WAM, WAM, and you get 5% off, and you also get free shipping to the United States. Again, this is one of the number one ways that they cannot control you is by you being prepared ahead of time. I can't voice this enough. We are facing down one of the biggest dangers we've ever faced in modern human history, in the face of technocracy and the Great Reset and World War III and all these false flags and the attack on the supply chain, of course, being imminent, the poisoning of the supply chain as well. This is a way to keep yourself safe from those later food rations with Bill Gates, mRNA meat, and bug food. So make sure to check out that Heaven's Harvest link in the description. And of course, as always, my friends, I appreciate anyone that can help support us in any way possible. We have gogetfunding.com and Patreon, Subscribestar, our Bitcoin address, a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptos you could donate in. Again, thank you so much to those who've been donating as of recently. You guys are absolutely amazing. We could not do it without you. We've been bankrupted by our documentary, which we plan to continue right away in the UK as we're sitting right now in Istanbul, Turkey, trying to save money after we gave up our home. But we also have legal fees. We are facing down the beast, my friends. So I appreciate any help that you guys can give, of course, as I always have appreciated it. Now, let's get into this. So this is something that we've seen a lot over time. It's very similar to things we've seen in the past. Of course, it's very sad to hear exactly like the 2611 Mumbai terrorist attack in Moscow. Now Putin said those who are involved in terrorist attacks in Moscow will pay the heavy price. Now, who was involved? So of course they say this group of people, they're ISIS, and of course it's ISIS, it's always ISIS. But of course there's much more to the story. In fact, lately I've been talking here in Istanbul with an Iraqi who worked at for the US government for a while as a Kurdish person, as a translator with ISIS in Iraq and in that region. And it was very interesting what he told me. He told me the obvious, what everyone in the region tells me that have witnessed any of this stuff. It's that the CIA and Mossad are arming and funding them, and most of the translations are done regarding not making them stop blowing things up, but in fact escalating things and actually taking weapons from the government. And I've known this for many years. Obviously, it's become very, very obvious over the years, but nonetheless, it's interesting to actually hear it from someone's mouth who actually worked in that field. And he showed me proof, not classified proof, just like photos of him working in Iraq previously. So it's very interesting to hear this stuff. Just horrifying images, but this is like military style. This is so coordinated, and it's so obvious that it wasn't just, people need to know what is this Crocus City Hall? Well, it's actually a place that was built and commissioned by a Muslim man. It's insane that people are believing that, for no reason, ISIS is going on Ramadan to break with their own religion to shoot up a bunch of innocent people in a place built by Muslims in a country that's one of the most pro-Muslim countries, Russia, which has been helping, people in Palestine, and which has been helping Iran and helping other countries, the Houthis as of recently, which I'll go into later, like literally the day that they say that they're going to be helping the Houthis, why would ISIS possibly attack, you know, this venue, killing a ton of people, by the way? It's now up to 93. By the time this video is up, it might be 95, 100. It's horrible to see. A lot of innocent life lost. But yes, of course, it is a false flag. And of course, it is a tragedy all the while. People think when I call something a false flag that I therefore don't have any sympathy. That's nonsense. I have more sympathy than anything because government is organized crime and they are the biggest purveyors of mass murder worldwide. And that goes for basically all governments. Now, U.S. intelligence, it says in Zero Hedge, U.S. intelligence says it knew ISIS K was planning terror attack on Moscow. They have said that they have known for a while. In fact, when you actually look at the U.S. embassy and consulate in Russia, they said hours ahead of time to avoid large gatherings over the next 48 hours. The embassy is monitoring reports that extremists have imminent plans to target large gatherings in Moscow to include concerts, and U.S. citizens should be advised to avoid large gatherings over the next 48 hours. Now, we've seen this before. The 7/7 bombings were similar. They always tell you ahead of time what they're going to do. And now we have the, you know, the initial reports that ISIS has claimed responsibility for the terror attack in Moscow appeared rumor at first and has still been subject of widespread scrutiny and debate. However, U.S. media and government officials are saying that the Islamic State or ISIS-K statement is authentic. A branch of the Islamic State claimed responsibility on Friday for the attack in Moscow that killed at least 40 people and injured about 100 others. And U.S. officials confirmed the claim shortly afterwards. Now, this guy I was talking to from Iraq that had worked as a translator, he also he said things like, you know, al-Baghdadi, for example, was basically trained in the United States and brought to the region you know, later on in order to, you know, create this new version of al-Qaeda, for example, and that it was 100% CIA, that he saw it, you know, regularly. And I believe him because I know this is the case, because you go around that region and every person that's witnessed any of this says the exact same thing. Of course, this is planned by Israel, Mossad, and the United States CIA, and of course, MI6 in Britain. Now, I want to continue on here. We have some really interesting points to make. It says, what's more is that the U.S. intelligence knew there was to be an imminent attack on Moscow. The United States collected intelligence in March that Islamic State Khorasan, known as ISIS-K, the branch of the group based in Afghanistan, had been planning an attack on Moscow, according to officials. ISIS members have been active in Russia, one U.S. official said, according to more from New York Times. Now, why would they attack Russia, of all places, the country that is helping, you know, Muslims on a bigger scale than any major country? It's obviously absurd. Again, on Ramadan, in a concert hall built by Muslims, and then burning the place down. Syrian girl on Twitter says, what happened in Moscow was a military-level attack. The terrorists appeared to have some kind of training. Are you telling me a bunch of crazy randoms decided to attack Russia but not Israel in the midst of the threat on Al-Aqsa Mosque? Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's so absurd to even contemplate that they would attack Russia and not Israel. I mean, it's absurd because, of course, Hamas and ISIS and Al-Qaeda are Israel and the CIA, etc. And we know that Israel has been arming and funding Hamas for years. We know ISIS was armed and funded for years by the U.S. government. I mean, it goes without saying, Al-Qaeda, the Mujahideen, Taliban, etc., the Muslim Brotherhood, ISIL, all of these groups. The Arab Spring was largely the U.S. And Israel taking over the region and committing coups. Same thing we see in Ukraine right now. Moscow attack terrorists planned to flee to Ukraine. See, this is so perfectly framed. This is what the FSB says, the current version of what is the KGB, its intelligence community, in Russia. Russia's domestic security service has reported that four assailants were detained in Bryansk region near the border. So they suddenly got away that far that fast. I mean, come on. It's so crazy. They're planning to go to Ukraine. Yeah, okay. Escalate war with Ukraine. Say that it was Ukraine that's funding ISIS, and that blah 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 blah. Ukraine is a proxy of the U.S. government and Israel right now, and of course, ISIS is a proxy of both of those things as well. So it goes without saying they're trying to prompt chaos in order to get order. That's how that works. India's prime minister condemns heinous terrorist attack in Russia. Narendra Modi has said that he stands in solidarity with Moscow following an attack that left 60 dead and over 150 wounded. Why is this happening at the same time, you wonder? Well, because India is part of BRICS alongside Russia. It is the new order. It is the shift from the West to the East. They are playing the cards perfectly, perfectly, my friends. This is exactly how one would expect this all to go. They are part of the new economic order. They need chaos to get that order. And they need the destruction of the West. And they need war and all these things as an excuse. I mean, this is happening, as I mentioned earlier, at the same time as this. Russia and China strike shipping deal with Houthis to ensure safe vessel transits, report says. So they're working with the Houthis, they're working with Iran. They're working, against Israel. They are doing all these things. Of course, Israel in reality is backing both sides. So don't think that Russia is actually, standing up to Israel. That's nonsense. But the veneer says that. That is what the paint job they put over top of everything says. And that is part of their agenda. This is all scripted. This is all part of their move because they need an excuse for more war. They need an excuse for more chaos. They need an excuse for an economic reset. They need an excuse. I mean, again, Klaus Schwab said himself that the Great Reset, its role model is indeed China and has been for a long time. Israel is ISIS. ISIS is Israel. Same with the US, which is basically run by Israel, if you ask anyone in Congress or in the Senate. Why did ISIS attack Russia, says Matrix Exit, when Russia is the only global power that helps Muslim nations around the world? Obvious bullshit, especially since ISIS is CIA Mossad. It goes without saying, my friends, this is insane. It's insane that anyone would buy it at this point. This is like buying the myth that Assad gassed his own people. It's so absurd. Remember when they, Rex Tillerson said in 2017 that they have no intention to go after Assad anymore? And then 3 days later, like literally 3 days later, Assad, for no reason, gasses children in the streets of his own country for no reason. It would only benefit the US establishment in Israel to do that, but that's what they claimed happened. Then 1 year later, they said once again, to the day, by the way, that they no longer want to go after Assad. And then what happens 3 days later, again, a year to the day? He gasses his own people, including children, again. We called it out from the very beginning. In fact, we said there would be a false flag 3 days before there was an attack in Syria that they claimed was Assad. And, people said we were crazy. Well, of course it happened because they need order out of chaos as always. And now the US government itself says they never had any evidence that that was true. And the Afghanistan papers show similar things. They had no evidence that Afghanistan was involved in this or that, et cetera. They create a narrative, get a reaction. Their solution is a crisis, which causes another reaction. It just goes in circles. It's a Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution, repeat. And that's what we're seeing here. Again, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, Mujahideen, Muslim Brotherhood, all these groups were armed and funded by the US government in Israel. And Hamas was the same. So when they say, oh, well, Hamas is killing these people on October 7th, which, Egypt warned of 10 days ahead of time, and the intelligence community in Israel said 2 days ahead of time that that would happen. And then Israel had a document, a Jericho wall, which they talked about like a year earlier that that would happen at that time. And then they moved the concert to the border with Gaza at that exact, at the last second. And then they open the fence and stand down for 3 hours as they attack. And then they go in retaliation, they go with helicopters and end up shooting their own people. That's Israel. And then, of course, Hamas at the end of the day was created by Israel and armed and funded by Israel. And then they start a war in Gaza and kill tens of thousands of people, including children. And they attack hospitals because they say there's tunnels underneath, but Israel built the tunnels in the first place. And they go there and take obviously framed photos of guns next to X-ray machines that would have been magnetically destroyed if they were actually sitting there. It's absurd. Whole thing is absurd. Yeah, Hamas is hiding guns behind an X-ray machine in a magnetic room. Okay. The whole thing is absolutely absurd. And this is as absurd as anything, because this is going to lead to more conflict. This is going to lead to a bigger crisis. This is going to lead to further attacks, and potentially on the US and Canada and Britain and parts of Europe. And it's going to lead to more false flag attacks throughout Europe, exactly as I predicted. Of course, it was. It always was going to be this way. And it's all order out of chaos. They want the new economic reset. They want to destroy the supply chain. They want to conscript you, which, and they need to destroy their own empire, the Western empire that is. And how do they do that? Well, they don't have any arms. They give away all their stockpiles to Ukraine. So now they have to go send people to war. And the American War College and, of course, the UK government have both said they wanted to conscript people to war. And they are decommissioning ships. They don't have the weapons. Russia has the biggest nuclear arsenal in the world, if you believe that that's even a thing. And they have set themselves up for failure by design. And it works perfectly because, you weaken people with inflation for years, you weaken the Western Empire, you weaken the culture, then hyperinflation sets in. They have to shift to a new currency. The new currency is a CBDC with carbon credits and social credits attached to a unified ledger attached to 50-minute cities. They use a climate agenda. They use war to destroy the food supply. So you end up with, of course, food rations. And that basically seals the deal, the end of the West and the move to the East. And it just happens that the new world reserve currency, because it comes out this year, according to BRICS. And it will be digital, it'll be based on gold, quote unquote, but it won't really be gold. You won't be able to touch the gold. They can create as many IOUs as they want. And it'll be forced on you in your 15-minute city, forced into your neighborhood. Stop from eating meat. Stop from eating anything other than bugs and mRNA food. And of course, all through rations based on how nice you are to the government and how subservient you are, and based on the Chinese model and the zero COVID policies, which they use as a trial run for this worldwide. So people don't realize how all these things are connected. The eugenics experiments are connected to this. I mean, that was part of the agenda with the COVID nonsense and the hoax. So they, connect all these things together for the perfect storm. And that's what we're witnessing, the perfect storm, my friends. So that's why I've been saying for so long, it's so incredibly important to prepare yourself. This is a tidal wave coming towards us. There's going to be more false flag attacks. They are going to kill more innocent people. They are going to blame the wrong people. They're going to correlate these issues. They're going to say that ISIS and Ukraine and stuff is working with the US and Israel, which of course it is, but by proxy. And it's all and Russia's in on it as well. By the way, it's not like they're innocent. They're working with China, which is one of the most technocratic countries in the world, which is a blueprint via the Trilateral Commission that the Rockefellers and Zbigniew Brzezinski pushed forward in the 70s. That they were the next step. And of course, Kissinger met with Mao Zedong in the early 70s. Of course, Russia was propped up by the United States. So was like back in World War I, pushing the October Revolution in World War II, of course, with the Soviet Union, of course, China, 1949 and then 1971 and 1972 with the meetings with Mao and Kissinger to create an alliance. Of course, Israel was in World War I, World War II, and up to this point, Iran, 1953. Ukraine 2014, of course, ISIS back in the around 2010, 2011, Al Qaeda, the Mujahideen, Taliban back in the 70s. All these things correlate. They have created order out of chaos, and here comes the tidal wave because of it. It's awful. It's horrible because we're seeing loss of life across the board, and these people didn't ask to be part of it. The people on the ground. I was just talking with a guy from Ukraine, a really interesting guy, a doctor, who's awake to all these things and had to flee the country because they were trying to conscript him into the military. And, he actually told me he was going to move to Canada, but he wanted to see some family in Russia first. And he was going to Moscow just a few days ago. I hope he's all right, but I'm sure he is. But, the narrative on the ground when you talk to people is much different than the narrative when listen to the news or even independent media. The mainstream alternative media is pushing like the COINTELPRO opposite, controlled opposition side of this in the new narrative. So you have the left CNN, the right Fox News, and both are controlled opposing components. And then you have the so-called independent media, which much of it is doing the same thing, but it's like a little steered to the left or the right and a little bit around it. And it's all misdirection. It's called a limited hangout in order to, a limited hangout is a CIA term, which means tell part of the truth, but not the entirety of the truth in order to distract people from the entirety of the truth. This is what we're seeing today. So we have to watch out who we're watching as well. And that is, you know, why I'm sitting here in this hotel room in Istanbul after giving up my home, because I'm obviously not well funded, but I appreciate those that help. Either way, you guys are amazing. But, you know, I want to help you. And I think that it's extremely important that we look at actual real world solutions to these issues, which is why I've been shouting from mountaintops over getting storable food for a long time. I make basically nothing off this because no one really buys it anymore. But this is about actually getting you prepared, because they can't control you if you have this. I urge people, again, in the face of war and the face of the climate agenda and the face of the control collapse of the supply chain, go to heavensharvest.com. Get long-term storable food that's non-GMO. There's organic kits. Of course, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M. And of course, you save 5%. And of course, it's free shipping to the United States. I think this is a very important thing for people in the face of the Great Reset, so you don't end up on a CBDC controlled by that CBDC to, you know, bow on your knees for food rations. This is incredibly important going forward. The grocery stores will be attacked. The grocery stores will be eliminated for a while at least, in order to force people into this new government food initiative, which is poison, of course. They want to give you mRNA foods, etc., which is another reason that I have a Wild Pastures link in the link below as well, where you get 20% off your life plus $15 off your first box, 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood. Again, all made in 48 U.S. states, delivered to your door, temperature-controlled. And of course, with that, you end up with high-quality food that's not poison. Excuse me. No mRNA, no GMOs, no chemicals of any kind. Customize it as you see fit. So that link is in the description. I think it's a really good deal, so I urge people to check that out. It's a good way to get prepared. Another way to get prepared, obviously, is to buy physical gold and silver, which you can find over at our link for firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult, where you can sign up with Mark Gonzalez. Excuse me, I still have a cold. This is extremely important. So you aren't, you know, subservient to the CBDC with all your money in the bank, all digitized. This is a way for you to buy physical gold or silver, or roll over into physical gold or silver IRAs, 401ks, etc. You get a free consultation, a complimentary investor package. And in the comments, just say that you found him through World Alternative Media. Make sure you're signing up with Mark Gonzalez. He's a really good guy. Excuse me. Okay, so lots of options out there, lots of solutions. We have, of course, Lion Energy for batteries and solar panels, solar chargers, generators, power banks, etc. So you aren't dependent on the grid in the face of this, because they will attack the grid. Of course, it's part of the false flag agenda. This way, if you use our link, you save a bunch of money, you get free shipping, etc. We have madtrapnutrition.com, where you can get, or, you know, 100% organic Peruvian coffee. Health is obviously important, as I'm sitting here with a cold, but, you know, this is really good stuff made by Jamie Ike over at Iconic. You could use code Josh. You can get that organic coffee or the Manuka honey, or of course the mushroom tinctures, really awesome stuff. Going forward, of course, we have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. Amazing stuff. You once again, you could use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you will save money on your order. I urge people to do this. This is one of the main ways they're attacking us right now. And we have stuff coming up on the issue of cancer again, as they say Kate Middleton has it now. Like, give me a break. This is obviously an agenda. And as always, I urge people to go to gogetfunding.com and help support us if you can. You guys are amazing. We literally can't do it without you. We'd be on the streets. We're basically already there. We are in a hotel in Istanbul trying to save money as we got rid of our home, and I'm waiting on a work visa in another country. So, you know, it's been difficult. It's been a difficult year, but you guys have gotten us through it thus far, and I really, really appreciate all the help that you guys have given us. We have gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have, of course, a Bitcoin address and a CoinTree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you can donate in if you please, including privacy coins, of course. We have a Teespring store with a bunch of merchandise, so you can help spread the word while supporting us. And of course, you can find us on Telegram, Rockfin, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv and at Josh Sigurdsson. We're on the Bad Guys TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter, and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms, except for, of course, Spotify, where we are, of course, banned. As always, hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. I appreciate everyone watching, my friends. This is such an important issue. It's that, like I said, that tidal wave is moving fast. Live by example, live freely always. Until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.